This is 7AD and time for our weekly power savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
It's good to have you in the studio in the flesh for the first time in like a millennium.
It is. It seems like a long time.
We're getting back to normal and we're getting back into winter time, so heat pub season.
It is. First bit of ice on the lawn last week. Probably a little bit earlier than expected. But the phone has been running red hot with people who have cold toes and want a heat pump.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them. Yeah. So, and I think they deserve a heat pump, but just not any heat pump. They need an LG heat pump.
Right. Why are they so good?
Well, the LG heat pumps featured heavily in the Choice magazine's best air conditioner testing and came out on top year after year after year, mostly noted for its efficiency, warranty and added control features. So basically, if you want the best heat pump in Tassie, the LG unit is it, and not by a small margin.
All right.
As for efficiency, only the world-leading LG inverter compressor units have a simple push-button control on the remote that allows you to see how much power it's using. You can also see its total energy use via the LG SmartThink app, and that's spelled T-H-I-N-Q.
Yeah.
Active energy control. This mode allows the unit to sense how many people are in the room and adjust the energy output to maximise the most efficient operation to suit.
Cool.
And this saves your dollars, well, Darren.
In this case, warm.
Well, both.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this saves your dollars and it's while keeping your living areas at the ideal optimum temperature.
Hmm.
Yeah, sounds probably way cooler than it is. The Plasmaster Ionizer Plus.
Oh, hang on. They pinched that from Star Trek.
Well, yeah. If it was their spaceships, their ships would be deodorized and bacteria-free. So,
right.
So it's pretty cool technology, Darren. This generates 3 million plasma ions, which filtrate the air in the indoor areas and inside the unit itself, and it's there to minimize the formation of mold and bacteria on the heat exchanger.
That's all
can only be a good thing.
Yeah.
We've had a few people with fibromyalgia and other autoimmune ailments come to us as their research has led them to the LG product as the best to help manage and reduce their allergenic triggers that were having a negative impact on their quality of life. So they're warm and healthy. So it's not a bad thing.
All right, let's get on to nuts and bolts, warranty and all that.
And that's right, mate. So warranty and durability. The LG Smart Inverter Compressor has a 10-year warranty, and that's double that of any other brand we see offered in Tasmania. Which is, you know, typically only 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's generally the run-of-the-mill compressor warranty. So there's some serious peace of mind comes with this product. And for those that live near the coast, the gold fin coating helps the heat exchanger resist corrosion.
Yep.
That's pretty important on an island state like Tasmania.
Indeed.
Most of our clients are not that far from the coast.
Yep.
Or on the coast. Operationally speaking, these are the quietest units I've ever installed, and we can adjust the outgoing air away from a room's occupants, which is a huge bugbear for many people who are critical of heat pumps. They don't like that drafty feeling.
Mm.
So once the temperature gets up, the room gets up to temperature, the LG basically sends the airflow to the ceiling, so
okay.
It's not on people. Now, we briefly touched on the LG Think app, and we can easily connect our LG heat pumps to the home's Wi-Fi as the device is embedded in the unit. So you don't need any extra receivers or controllers or anything like that. It's just already built in.
Yeah.
And you download the app onto your smartphone and you can control your device remotely.
You can turn it on before you leave work to go home.
That's right. So it's a cold day. You can turn your heat pump on before you leave work. Or if you forget to turn it off. Now you go, you get to work and you go, oh, no, I left that on.
Or say you turn it off overnight, right?
Yep.
You can automatically tell it to, say, turn off at 11 p.m. when everyone's fast asleep.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
And
cool.
We can also link it to, say, Google Assistant, so you can even just tell it to do its thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty good stuff. For us, we're more technical based, we like the app because we can dial into the diagnostic side of things if something ever goes wrong, saving time and money if the unit ever needs to be repaired. It will, as mentioned earlier, show you how much energy it is consuming, which is a good way to manage bill shock and make changes to lower your consumption. You know, like some people like to have the house set at 24 degrees, but if they can actually see it's actually chewing up heaps of power, well, they could say, you know what, I could put a jumper on and set it to 20.
Yeah.
Waiting 90 days for a bill is often too late to make any significant changes, and, you know, winter's done and dusted in 90 days. So there you have it, Darren, a bag full of reasons why you should be considering an LG heat pump to replace the wheezing old banger on the wall that's near the end of its life. Or if you're sick of spiders and dust and mess, plus the time and cost and effort of procuring wood, have a look at one of these fantastic units. And Choice magazine says these should be everyone's first choice, so you can purchase one of these with confidence.
Righto.
So call in and see us. at Demas Energy at our showroom. We've got them on display. It's what's keeping us warm. And we'll come to you and we'll size one up for your house.
Yeah, that's right. Various sizes too. So
yeah. And just a bit of news, a bit of goss really, Darren, in the solar industry. The Clean Energy Regulator, who run the solar rebate programs, are finally cracking down on fraudulent STC creation, which is basically claiming rebates for solar systems that do not exist.
Okay.
Yeah. Perth, Western Australia, there's apparently been $1.7 million of fraudulently created rebate certificates by one company. They've also recently prosecuted a Launceston installer for the same thing, but on a much smaller scale. Plus, they have permanently suspended two other agents on the mainland for rorting the system. Finally, the CER are trying to clean up the industry as we've watched this start happening, and we've talked about it too, Darren, over the years.
By the way, CER is the Clean Energy Regulator.
That's it, yeah. They've got a long way to go because they're still endemic of dodgy behaviour, but this is a step in the right direction. And just by doing so little for so long, they've now put themselves in an uphill battle to try and clean up the industry.
You've got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. All right, DMS Energy, Sheffield Road, Spraydon. It's number 56, blue building on the right-hand side. Check him out on Facebook. If you have any questions for Adrian, you can send them through to his Facebook page and we'll try and answer them here.
Yep, we certainly can.
All right, catch you next week.
Cheers, Darren.